The situation is deteriorating day by day. Those were the words of one of Afghanistan's lawmakers after a huge truck bomb devastated part of Kabul today. It killed at least 90 people and wounded 400 more. Chief Foreign Affairs Correspondent Margaret Warner has our report.
A pall of black smoke, sirens wailing, chaos in the streets. A gigantic suicide bomb had detonated in the highly secured heart of the Afghan capital. The tremendous force of the blast gouged out a 15-foot crater and blew out windows as far as half a mile away.
The explosion took place the minute we sat down. After the explosion, we hurried downstairs and saw all the things damaged. Many buildings were badly destroyed.
Special correspondent Jennifer Glass in Kabul, who spoke to us via Skype, said the bombing came as a jolt.
It's been quiet here in the Afghan capital for the last couple of weeks, almost eerily quiet. The weather's been beautiful. People have been going out for picnics. The scale of this attack is really unprecedented, the worst, we believe, since 2001. And that is such a terrible, terrible shock to people.
The bomb, hidden in a septic tank cleaning truck, rocked the diplomatic quarter at the height of the morning rush hour. Despite its fortified blast wall, Germany's embassy suffered extensive damage. The bomb site was also close to the Afghan presidential palace and defense ministry. The U.S. embassy is about a mile away, yet 11 American contractors were hurt. Scores of the wounded were rushed to nearby hospitals, where some told of surviving the blast.
Everything was destroyed in my location. I don't know what happened. There were lots of workers. A lot of people were murdered. All the people who were on the street were killed.
In Nuremberg, German Chancellor Angela Merkel condemned the attack.